ABC Radio Australia.
PNG's Office of the Controller has reported four more cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, bringing the country's total confirmed cases to 423. These four new cases are in the densely populated capital of Port Moresby, where around 60% of the country's cases have been detected. Officials are urging people to stick to health measures, like wearing masks, washing hands, and keeping distance from others. But people in the city's informal settlements and villages say that's just not happening. Many of these communities have underlying health and hygiene problems and are considered high-risk spaces for coronavirus outbreaks to take hold. And now, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, residents and NGOs are calling for more health resources in these settlements as PNG works to control the spread of coronavirus.
Mary Parker is from Hanuabada, a coastal village on the outskirts of Port Moresby. While there are no recorded cases there, she says she's still worried that coronavirus may spread into her community.
Yeah, well, if it gets to Hanuabada, remember, there's about 7 or 8 families, you know, sometimes 7 or 6 or 5 families are living in one house. So if one gets it, the whole village, who's going to bury them? They're just gonna die.
She's concerned that the outbreak isn't well understood by her neighbours.
Many people where I am located, they're not taking precautions. They're not even wearing face mask or, you know, mouth mask or anything.
And she says testing rates are low. If someone were to get sick or even die, she believes there'd be no way to know whether they had coronavirus or not.
Most of them really don't understand what the virus is, really. Most of them, because we have people who die here, they have this traditional where they bring the body and you don't know, and they don't do post-mortem. So that when they bring them home and mourn for overnight, they stay overnight and then their coffins are open and they cry and all that. And the next day they go and bury them. So you don't know what is the person dying of. You know, it's very dangerous for us here.
Medical experts are worried that villages like Hanuabada and other densely populated areas of Port Moresby could quickly become hotspots for coronavirus if the virus was to get into their communities. At least 40% of Port Moresby's residents live in informal settlements, which are often overcrowded, making social distancing next to impossible. So far, at least 11 cases have been found at the Wanigela settlement in Koki in Port Moresby, where authorities say they have now ramped up testing. But in Hanuabada, Mary Parker says officials haven't spent enough time there and misinformation about the virus is spreading.
If the government is concerned, they would be coming and telling them that, because they're sitting next to each other and they don't have masks. But according to them, they think that they'll never get it, and they just don't believe in it.
Dixon Theophilus, an out-of-work taxi driver, doesn't believe coronavirus is a threat to his health. He's from Sabama Settlement to Port Moresby South and says he's not worried about getting infected.
In the settlements, we are not seeing any sign of coronavirus. People are living a normal life. They are interacting, socializing, and it just... normal.
Despite overwhelming evidence of the devastating impacts of COVID-19 on our health and well-being, as well as the growing number of cases in PNG, Mr. Theophilus is skeptical that there even is an outbreak in his country.
We are not worried. Not even one single bit. We don't worry about COVID-19.
And he says that attitude means people aren't getting tested.
They tell the people to go to the nearest health centers to get tested. But people don't care. People don't care about going and testing because they don't feel the sick or signs of COVID-19. People don't care. People don't go and test.
This complacency when it comes to COVID-19 in PNG settlements is a concern for Anne Clark from Business for Health. That's an NGO that looks to stop the impact of infectious disease on workplaces. But she says she's not surprised, since there are so many other severe respiratory infections for people to worry about.
The acceptance of poor health, and where you look at pneumonia and upper respiratory tract infections being such a huge part of the current health burden, when people have got flu-like diseases, how would you know which was any different from last year?
Dr. Clark says resources are being mobilised to help tackle the spread of coronavirus in PNG, but it's still not clear if they're reaching the most vulnerable in Port Moresby's settlements.
The fact that they've mobilised a number of testing centres in the NCD or Port Moresby, and they've enabled drive-through testing, these are huge initiatives, but when you say drive-through, the majority of people in the settlements do not have a car.
But she says if there is one good thing about the COVID-19 pandemic, it's that it's making health promotion and good hygiene a bigger priority for Papua New Guineans.
Using this as an opportunity for improving health education and the understanding about how viruses and bacteria are transmitted, the more that can be spent on that communication, the better, because it might just help save lives from other things.
But that still might not be enough to convince people like Dixon Theophilus from Sambama Settlement to take his health and the COVID-19 outbreak seriously. He says he's more concerned about the impact the government's response is having on their livelihoods.
People are hungry, going hungry. You know, unemployed people who survive on, who rely on mostly on the informal market are losing money, not because of coronavirus. So we want government to, you know, stop this